Question 6. Practice 1. Lecture. Listen to a lecture. Fill in the missing information.
Okay, everybody. Show of hands, please. How many of you like to eat squid? Some of you. Good. Me too. Today, though, we'll be talking about a type of squid that probably none of you have tasted. We'll be examining the giant squid. For a long time, no one really knew much about giant squid. People used to think they were sea monsters, or not believe in them at all. Well, two things help scientists learn more about giant squid. The capture of squid by sailors and the study of whales. Sailors help scientists learn a lot about giant squid. In 1861, some French sailors caught one of the arms of a giant squid and gave it to the French Academy of Science. Years later, some fishermen caught an 18-meter-long squid. It's still the largest one ever measured. Then, in, 1965, some Russian sailors witnessed a struggle between a whale and a giant squid in which both died. They brought the two bodies back, and it helped us see the link between these animals. Since then, sperm whales have helped us learn a lot about giant squid. Because the whales eat the squid, scientists can estimate the size of giant squid by measuring squid parts found inside whale stomachs. In fact, we now know that squid can grow as long as 40 meters. Can you imagine that? Something to think about next time you're at the beach, huh? Since we hardly ever see squid, cameras have been tied to whales so we can study where squid live and check out how they behave.